This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.
In some ways, I think Alberto Ginastera has been a little bit under-celebrated, and I think a centennial year is a wonderful time to remind folks who do know of his work how terrific he was, and to introduce audiences who may not know of him to a wonderful, brilliant composer.
Ginastera 100. That's the title of a new project by harpist Yolanda Condonassis, which celebrates one of the most important South American composers of the 20th century.
And I think what he managed to do was combine folk elements of his traditional, you know, things like Argentine dances and the tango and the malambo, and to integrate that into music that really was beautifully structured, architecturally sound, and very much pushed the idioms forward.
Yolanda, you're the executive producer of this new project. It also features works for piano, violin, and guitar. But I'm wondering, would you say his harp concerto was kind of the starting point for you?
I counted up that I've performed this piece live almost 200 times. In addition to that, I feel like this music was very, very important in steering me towards the harp at a pretty critical juncture when I was choosing between the piano and the harp. And this concerto really gave me almost a platform of stepping out of the box a little bit. For that, I felt like I owed him a pretty good celebration of his life's work.
I know that he was trying to do something that was both folk-influenced and also kind of modern. And I was reading that he makes use of a chord that was built entirely on fourths. Is there a way for you to explain that a little bit for those of us who may not have a lot of music theory under our belt?
Every work on this album, the concerto, the Pompeiana, the danzas, and the guitar sonata all use something that's become known as the gaucho chord. And that is essentially the sixth strings of the guitar. You know, I think everyone knows that sound of a guitarist tuning up. I've often said that if he was a painter, that gaucho chord would be in the bottom right-hand corner of every canvas. That's his way of tipping his hat, I think, to his own Argentine culture.
Now, I know he traveled to the U.S. in 1945 to study with Aaron Copland. Where do we hear Copland's influence in Ginastera's music?
You know, that's a really, really good question, because it's so easy to hear the influence of some of his other mentors, like particularly Stravinsky. You really hear that in a lot of his music, and you also see a lot of influence of Bartok. And Copland, I think, was a great influence to him in creating almost a national style. I mean, in many ways, Ginastera was to Argentina as Copland is to America.
Creating a project like this requires a lot of careful coordination between the guest artists, the musicians, and the additional research, which included a thoughtful conversation with Ginastera's daughter. Yolanda says in the end, everything just fell in place.
I've often said that the universe was on my side in putting this album together, because along the way there were so many little signposts that told me, you know, this project really wants to happen. That should not have been that easy. You know, whether it was interviewing Georgina Ginastera or gathering people like Gil Shaham and Orly and Jason and, you know, whatever it was, it felt like there was serendipity.
Yolanda Condonassis expressing her gratitude to a composer who had a tremendous impact on her career and on 20th century music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.